We would like to acknowledge the Bunwurrung and Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation on whose unceded land Mojo Radio is recorded on. We also pay respect to the elders past, present and emerging. Good morning, I am Jay Narayan Tiwari and welcome to Mojo Radio. $3 billion will be wiped from student loans, aiding more than 3 million Australians. With Education Minister Jason Clare announcing a HECS debt overhaul.
Indexation for HECS be set either at inflation or wages, whatever's the lowest. It's a recommendation designed to make sure that your HECS doesn't go up by more than the average wage.
The loan indexation will now match the lowest of either the consumer price index or the wage price index. To prevent another shock increase index of last year's 7.1%. This is in response to the University Accord report, which indicated that the indexation on repayment loans needed to be simpler and fairer. However, the new announced changes will be included in the 2024 federal budget and will take place from June if it makes it past Parliament. Pro-Palestine encampments have continued across the country but have taken a turn with the universities needing to take action. In a statement made by Monash Vice Chancellor and President Professor Sharon Pickering stated that police have been called repeatedly by the campers. Victoria Police will provide ongoing community presence on campus to ensure the safety of students and staff and the wider community. Within the statement, Monash University reiterates that there is a distinction with speech that harms, as there are laws both in Victoria and federally. Hate speech is a criminal offence and will be reported to the Victoria Police, who will investigate and prosecute as necessary. The encampments will continue until a ceasefire in the Israel-Gaza war happens. On Monday, the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York hosted its 75th Fashion Gala in its annual fundraiser for the Met's Costume Institute. Celebrities and other VIPs lined the green-carpeted stairs donning gowns and suits for the highly anticipated annual event. Fashion mogul and co-chair of the Met Gala, Dame Anna Wintour, meticulously organized this year's grand opening of the new exhibit called Sleeping Beauties, Reawakening Fashion. Anna Wintour broke her cardinal rule in choosing the theme, saying,
"Well, this exhibition broke my cardinal rule. Imagine we'll see a lot of flowers."
Despite the glitz and the glamour of the spectacle, it still had its fair share of criticism. The New York Times called it boring and out of touch, with many critiques on social media pointing to the ludicrousy of such an event taking place whilst thousands are suffering in the Israel-Palestine conflict. However, many adored the innovation and inspiration many designers displayed on the carpet. Arch-rivals University of Melbourne hosted Monash for the Big Blue Varsity Challenge on Monday, May 6. Monash walked out away with 3 wins from women's volleyball, mixed netball and a tie break in men's squash, whilst the University of Melbourne had 4 wins in women's hockey, ultimate frisbee, men's volleyball and tennis. Melbourne are currently in the lead with 10 wins compared to Monash's 8 wins. The next round of Big Blue will be in August during semester 2 for table tennis and badminton. Water polo will be announced at a later date. That's all for now. I am Jay Narayan Tiwari and this is Mojo Radio.